your brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
If we are not too busy to eat, we have a way to get there, and we have means to buy something, we can usually get something to eat. Here in Kilroy, for example, we have Brookshire's and also Walmart, which is pretty much open all of the time. Those who have livestock or gardens do not even have to go to a store, and I appreciate when I get a share of their produce. As our time of catechesis before the divine service has reminded us the last few weeks that we have considered both asking a blessing and returning thanks, and as was repeated in the intro for today, the Lord gives food at the proper time. He opens his hand and satisfies the desires of every living thing. In today's gospel reading, then, we might be surprised both at the apostles' command to Jesus regarding the people's buying themselves something to eat, and at their reaction to Jesus' command to them to give the people something to eat. Two Sundays ago, we heard how Jesus sent out the apostles two by two with authority over unclean spirits, and how they went out and proclaimed that people should repent, cast out many demons, and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. Last Sunday, we heard how even King Herod heard and reacted to the apostles so making Jesus' name known. And today, we heard how the apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. Surely, the apostles should have realized who would give the thousands of people something to eat. Instead, in a desolate place, when the hour was late and when any marketplaces around were not open all of the time, the apostles told Jesus to send the thousands of people away to the surrounding countryside and villages to buy themselves something to eat. And when Jesus told the apostles to give the thousands of people something to eat, the apostles apparently incredulously asked him if they, having gone, were supposed to buy more than a half a year's wages worth of bread, and give them something to eat. Jesus asked them how many loaves of bread they had and told them to go and see. And after they found 5 loaves and 2 fish, he miraculously multiplied what was insufficient even for the 12 in order for all of the people to eat and be satisfied, and for there still to be more left over than what they started with. Whether bread and fish, cereal and milk, pizza and beer, or any other combination of food and drink, whether clothing and shoes, house and home, land and animals, or any combination of anything else that has to do with the support and needs of the body, God our Father gives us and everyone else such daily bread, even without our or their prayers. The Maker of heaven and earth richly and daily provides us with all that we need to support this body and life, and he does so out of fatherly, divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in us. For what we, by nature, on account of our sins, merit and our worth, is nothing but death in time and torment in hell for eternity. Like the apostles, we who believe have seen and have been a part of God's gracious miracles and provisions. And yet, we do not realize that God gives daily bread to everyone, even evil people. And we do not receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. For all that he does, we do not thank and praise, serve and obey him. We do not fear, love, and trust in him above all things. Instead, we might trust in ourselves as if we have to get everything for ourselves. And then we might selfishly hang on to all of what we get, instead of either generously giving it for God to use in His church, or sharing of it with those who are in need and willing but unable to earn it on their own. One might wonder whether the marketplaces in the surrounding countryside and villages even would have had enough food for the thousands of people to have had something to eat. Would even our decently sized Walmart have enough food all at one time for half of Kilgore's population or more to eat and be satisfied? Before the disciples came to Jesus and told him to send the people away, Jesus was teaching them many things, no doubt giving them what they needed most, namely the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Originally, Jesus had wanted to spend some time alone with his disciples for them to rest for a while. But nevertheless, he had compassion on the great crowd because they were like sheep without a shepherd. As we heard in today's Old Testament reading, the people's religious leaders had destroyed and scattered the sheep, driven them away, and not attended to them. So the Lord God himself, in the person of the man Jesus, shepherded the people, saving them, as he had done both through Moses and Jesus' namesake Joshua before him. Jesus' compassion is not like some politician saying, "I feel your pain." But Jesus' compassion is the mercy of God that acts to save his people, saving his people by teaching them many things and by miraculously feeding them, but ultimately, and most especially, by dying on the cross for their sins, as for my sins, and as for your sins. Jesus is compassionately and miraculously multiplying food for thousands of people, showed him to be true God. But the greater compassionate miracle is, as we heard in today's epistle reading, his reconciling us to God by his blood shed on the cross. When we repent of our sin and trust God to forgive our sin, then God truly does forgive our sin. God forgives our sin of failing to realize he gives all people their daily bread. God forgives our sin of not receiving our daily bread with thanksgiving. God forgives our sin of not fearing, loving, and trusting in him above all things. God forgives all of our sin, whatever it might be, including our sinful natures, for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ. And God forgives our sin in the specific ways that he has given for us to receive forgiveness. If we judge by appearances, the specific ways that God gives for us to receive his forgiveness are far too ordinary. Just as the 5 loaves and 2 fish, even when multiplied, seem to be far less than the rich food full of marrow and the aged wine well refined the promised Christ was said to give. Holy baptisms, water, and the word seem far too ordinary, but they nevertheless work forgiveness of sins, rescue from death and the devil, and give eternal salvation to you as you believe that whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Individual holy absolutions, words from a pastor after private confession, seem far too ordinary, but nevertheless forgive your sins as validly and certainly as if Christ our dear Lord dealt with you himself, for so he does. Sacrament of the altars, bread and wine, seem far too ordinary, but nevertheless are Christ's body and blood, and so give forgiveness of sins, and so also life and salvation. Foreshadowed by his feeding miracles, such as that in today's gospel reading, this sacrament is the greatest feeding miracle, giving us not just something to eat, but the greatest things to eat, meeting our most vital needs, strengthening and preserving us in body and soul, to life everlasting. Through God's word and all his sacraments, we are, as the epistle reading said, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. So, joined and being built together, we generously give of what God gives us for use in his church, and we appropriately share of it with those in need who are willing but cannot earn their own daily bread. We do that in order that they too might have something to eat. At times we will still fail and sin, but we who repent and believe live daily in the forgiveness of sins, both from God and to and from one another. God the Father, who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, will also with him graciously give us all things. The Lord is our shepherd, who has prepared for us a table in the presence of his enemies. We shall not be in want or lack anything we need. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.